The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone. When he's not on the microphone, he's playing a song. And when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone. And then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Is that the new one, Chris, or is that the original?
Still the original.
That's still the original.
Yeah, the other one had a different tone to it.
Yes, yeah, the other one had a, I think the surge on sausage went up on the second one. that voice from the ether, if you will, at least to me, on the radio it sounds normal, is Jason Ross. I can see ya.
Hi, Dave.
How are ya?
I'm great.
New Orleans Jason, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener. Dave, how do you like your turkey sausage?
Turkey sausage. Well, we were on the...
Turkey sausage!
That's still not the one that's in the group chat, I don't think.
No.
I don't know why. He tagged me on Twitter and I played it in the car on the way home, hands on 10 and 2. And I started laughing by myself in the car. Like, this is, I don't know why that gets me, but it does, so.
Do you think any of this has gotten to Draymond yet? We could only hope.
You know, with everybody looking for content, you got to think somebody from The Athletic or one of these other rags that relies, you know, you got to get the hits and all that. Like, you got to think a headline like Draymond Green and the Turkey Sausage. That's at least going to get you. That's clickbait right there.
Right, yeah. I'd be like, I have no idea what this means, but I'm going to read along.
Turkey sausage! okay. It is a turkey sausage Friday. Jason found his way to New Orleans barely. Yeah.
By a miracle.
I will I'll be joining you later today. Although I am
You're still in Sacramento, Dave.
I am in Sacramento. And I got to say I'm on the injury report for this trip, weirdly enough. I'm probable.
Yeah.
But I suffered a weird, I guess, sports injury you'd have to call it when I was playing basketball back in my Utes. Guy went up to block a shot and it was just this freak thing and it was his left hand and instead of blocking the shot, it flagrant fouled me and it hit me in my right, your left ear and it perforated my eardrum, right? I think I was like eighth or ninth grade.
You dunked it though, right? I mean.
Oh, behind the back, through the leg. Yeah. Oh, 100%,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he prevented one of my amazing 2 millimeters off the ground layups. Anyway, so I've always been very vulnerable to like swimmer's ear type of stuff. Even like I take a shower sometimes and it takes a while for my ear to open back up. And so I've had this like sore ear for a couple of days and I got some drops for it last night. As a matter of fact, for those of you on YouTube, I'm holding the drops. Carrying them. But the problem is it hasn't cleared out yet. So I made the mistake, Jason. It's always a mistake. Never, ever go online and ask medical questions, which is what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. And
helpful there. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything much worse than getting on a plane, if that's your issue.
That's exactly. It says, yeah, we don't recommend flying. It could perforate your eardrum. The pressure could build and... Yeah, we don't if you have to go ahead, but boy, could it be. I'm thinking, oh, are you serious? So I'm just kind of right now. My hearing out of my right ear is about 20%. Like I can, again, it's like if you have water stuck in it. So hopefully,
they said if you have to go, it's okay. So
if you have to go, it's
you
okay.
You have to go.
Yeah, you do. It's a big game, Dave. All heroes don't wear capes. So I mean, you're ready for this,
right? The only thing worse than going online, though, is saying something like that on the radio and 3, 2, 1 on the text and YouTube chat. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I knew a guy once that, you know, he just had swimmer's ear. He went on the plane. His head literally exploded. It was crazy. Yes.
My uncle's cousin's friend.
Yes.
Yeah. You also got Davis the street clothes of radio. being compared to Anthony Davis.
I just saw that from Sean. You know, and you're right about that in the sense that I'll lose some time here and there. That's for sure. I'd say about 95% of my sick days have come over the last 10 years from migraines. The other 5% from a COVID related illness. Good morning, MC. I'm sure he'll weigh in on that. But then I go into Workday, right? You know, I did this the other day. That's for those of you who don't use Workday at your, you know, work. It's where, oh Christ, it's been 3 days. I now have to reset my password on it.
Good luck.
Remember your old one. Now your new one. You can't use the same password that you've used in the last 5 years. It has to have a special character and an exclamation point and five.
Super easy.
Super easy. And yeah, I wish they would. They just have. Can I tell you, it's getting out of control, dude, with that crap. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, this is a true story. I joined the Arby's Club.
Come on. You've got the meats? What are you doing?
I joined the Arby's Club.
Turkey sausage?
Saw this. There was an ad that said if you join their online club and you order online, you get a free sandwich with any purchase. So yesterday, I got a beef and cheddar, which is regular price $7.49, right? I got a beef.
$7.49?
That's what I'm talking about.
Back quality cheddar, Chris.
Back when I was a kid. You can get an RBQ or the cheese one for 99 cents each, right? They put them on special. Now it's $7.49, but I ordered the curly fries, which I believe Arby's has the best curly fries, and those were $3.49. So I could get the whole thing cost me $3.50 for a beef and cheddar and a curly fries, but I had to join the Arby's thing. So you got
to use the slide. What do you get to do? Play in the pen?
You're eligible for discounts and other promotions, right? So I go on and I'm making my account, and I go and I put in, you know, I have a go-to password. It's password. And
123.
Yeah, exactly. Password 123. Exactly. And I hit the whole, it's got to be 10 characters and a special character. That's not Chris Verlade. That's like exclamation point, quote, whatever. And
well,
I'm like.
It is the Arby's Club, Dave. Come on.
What? I'm sitting there doing this on my own. It's so pathetic. And I go, are we worried somebody's going to break into my Arby's account and grab a beef and cheddar coupon? Is there a check mark where. If I ever own anything that needs a club, right? If I was ever the CEO, I would direct my computer nerds. I'd say, give everybody an option to check the box so that they can have whatever the hell. Their password could be 2. But they agree that if any of their crap gets stolen or broken into, like I would opt into that. Hey, if you hack my account, it's cool. I just want to use my same password.
Yeah. But what about, you know, we've learned all this stuff, tailgating and phishing and scamming and whatever all this stuff they are, seminars have been on. I don't even remember what half of that stuff is.
When it comes to work, all of the dude abides. When it comes to my personal life, I don't care. Yeah. Break into the stuff. I don't care. Just, you can steal my RBQ. I
actually have just ordered some for everyone here in New Orleans. Thanks, Dave. Don't look at your account.
Shout out to Sean, by the way, who said Dave is the street clothes of radio. Not just because that's a great line, but also clothes is spelled C-L-O-S-E. Not lying.
I saw.
Unless he's French and there's, I'm the street classe, and he just forgot the little thing. So you got to New Orleans. You got to New Orleans yesterday.
I did. Finally made it.
And from what I spoke to you this morning about, it was super easy, smooth, yes. No issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flight-wise, yes, as far as in the air and all that. Yeah, that all worked out well. But it was a mini miracle that I made it here.
Yes.
Based on, and you actually alerted me a little bit yesterday to the story of, and some of our texters and listeners, that there was something going on via Southwest through the airport.
Why do I always break news to you?
I don't know. Because your word comes first. There's breaking news.
That,
you have it.
That is right. It's breaking news. I've got it. All right. So, Yeah.
So to the point where I'm en route to the airport, and I was flying on the same flight with Henry Turner. And he calls and he says, where are you at in this mess? And I'm like, uh-oh, what do you mean? He goes, you're not at the airport? And I was basically getting off the freeway, so the airport exit. And he goes, it is an absolute madhouse. I've never seen anything like this, which is always a frightening thing to hear when you've got what I thought was enough time normally.
Yes.
But would not have been enough time yesterday. So when I get there, my wife had picked me up from the station. My wife. We're going to, departures. And I said, well, at the worst case, I'll just check my bag outside because that line, even if it's 10 people deep.
That's great. Southwest outside check-in is almost always the way to go. Give them $5, whatever. And
right. You're move on through. And I just became a member of the, already forgot what the.
TSA?
Thank you. TSA Pre.
Yep.
It was my first flight, TSA Pre. So I just signed up about a month ago, 2 months ago. So I'm like, perfect. This is going to be great. This is going to be awesome. I got a good seat, all that stuff. So when I get there, Dave, the line for the outside check-in, I would say conservatively was 250 deep.
Oh, God.
Conservatively. I mean, I could be off on numbers. And I went, wait, what? Is this from inside to going outside? Wait, what is this? And I realized that was outside. And I couldn't see Henry. Henry said, when you see me, just I'm way back in the line, but come sit with me come stand in line with me because I'll save you a good amount of time. I said, okay, definitely. And then I found Henry. He was inside, and that line was just absolutely worse. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And now I'm going, there is no way we're going to make our flight. And literally I'm talking to Henry. There's just chaos everywhere. And Dave, out of good fortune or pure luck, whatever it was, there was just the most amazing person that came up. And he goes, hey. And he was working there at the airport. He said, since I know you guys and I like you guys, come with me.
Hey.
And I'm thinking, I don't know where we're going, but sounds good.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen. Turkey sausage.
And I'm like,
here we go.
Followed him. He took us literally right to the front of the line. I don't know why. Well, it's nice being with 6'8" Henry Turner.
Yeah, high flyer.
The high flyer. And got through that, went upstairs. And I'm thinking, oh, man, step one, amazing, amazing. Step two is going to be awful. You get upstairs, there's nobody in security because everybody's downstairs. Security took literally. So here's what's funny. Henry did not have TSA pre-check. He went through the regular line. He beat me. I went through TSA pre-check, and they said, yeah, sir, you have to come over here. I went, wait, what? It was 100% random on TSA pre-check. So my first time ever through, they took me separately and had to go through my laptop and other stuff. But that was just – I just was a random.
A rando.
I was the rando. But anyway, made it through. And then, flights were delayed and all that stuff after that in each location. But Sacramento was the issue. So then upstairs, Dave, we ran into friend of the show, Coach Katz. Former Sac State basketball coach. And he's like, were you guys in that mess? And we're kind of like, kind of. And he said, it took us 2.5 hours to get through that. So
we would have
never made it.
And the weather there, is it sticky?
Yeah, a little more than I thought for the spring. I mean, it's not anywhere near what the summer is. But I walked out of the hotel this morning and went, ooh. Like, I'm going to show you where I'm at. I'm inside a studio inside Smoothie King, but Dave, I'm going to move the camera around. And outside right there is the Caesars Superdome. But I don't know if you could tell, like, there's windows, like, it's just, there's moisture because it's wet outside.
Oh, it's wet as in.
Not wet outside. It's just sticky, but it's not like New Orleans summer at all. It's just a little bit humid.
Wet. And sticky.
Yes.
That is the wet and sticky turkey sausage.
Gross.
That is the title of the show today. And we got a lot for you, including Todd Graffinini. I think I got that right?
You did.
You even provided a really awesome guide there.
How did I do it? What is it?
It was graph, like G-R-A-P-H.
Uh-huh.
Ah, as in ma. And then knee, as in you have two of them, and you even spelled it knee.
Yeah.
So Todd Graffinini is going to join us. He's the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. He's busy tonight. Nice for him to join us. And also, Brendan Nunes allegedly in studio. Can he go 2 for 2? I'm going to tell you right now. I hate to say this, but I'm telling you ahead of time. If for some reason Brendan does not make it in studio, that is a 100% jinx and the Kings are losing tonight. Just telling you. So a lot of pressure.
It's on Brendan.
Lot of pressure. Other than that, guys, we'll have a couple of other things we'll talk about briefly, but I would tell you 90% of the show today is going to be Kings Pelicans and everything associated with that. So we will take a break. When we come back, we'll lead it off next.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Be no good. Rebounded by Kessler Edwards, and that will do it. You hear the thunderous light the beam chant in the background. The final 4 seconds tick away. Davion walks it into the front court. The horn sounds, and the Sacramento Kings have won in a live or die last game scenario. Win or go home, and the Kings managed to win. Steve Kerr, Mike Brown embrace at center court. And you wonder about the Steve Kerr dynasty and all the success of the Warriors. This year is a number 10 seed being bounced in the play-in opportunity. 118-94 is the final score.
Hey, that rhymed. 118-94, that's the final score. It's game day. It's game day, and I can tell Jason in the chat everywhere if you want to... you know, if you want to text us, you can at 916-339-1140 as well. As always, call us, 1-800-920-1140. We'll be taking your calls all day today. I think the proper term would be something like excited, anxious, trepidation.
Believe all that, right? Because there's a lot on the line. I mean, either we know the kind of like we said the other day, Dave, it was either going to see night-night, which would have been completely painful to see Steph do that, or have the most beautiful beam we've ever seen. We got that. Now it's, man, are the Kings going on to OKC, or are they flying home? Like, that's it. That's no other difference. So there's a lot on the line tonight.
It's so funny. It's one of those things where everybody involved in this, from players to you to people, the whole travel squad, in what other world are you praying to the basketball gods or whatever work gods you have that you have to work longer?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right.
Imagine if, which I think, by the way, it should. Imagine if sports radio also had an off season and it was summer where like once basketball season ended all the way till, let's say, preseason camp opens for training camp opens for football. Let's say that we had this off season. Imagine like a situation where the Kings were out, but all we're trying, we just want to work into, instead of being done in May or April, late April in this game, we want to work until mid-June, even though we're effectively getting paid the same. But in sports, it's a whole different story. You want to work as long as you possibly can.
Absolutely. Especially with this team. I mean, I feel like there's more for them to give. They give us what I feel like the game the other day, obviously ending the Warriors season was satisfying, but it's the way the Kings played. It made you believe, man, maybe there is more from this team. I mean, I think that was their best game. It's great to see that. You want them to continue in that groove if they can.
If they were to advance, I think I think this would be the Walker Texas Ranger of King seasons, because I would just be sitting at home, Jason, Chris, after the buzzer sounds, and I'd turn to my kids and I'd say, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. It's 100%.
What would Walker tell you?
Ah, by the way, did you with Conan in the news and on Twitter, like, after he got on the hot chicken thing?
Yeah.
And they're showing all these old clips. And I'm a Conan guy. I completely forgot that he had the Walker Texas Ranger lever.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
Oh, my God. And the one I'd never seen the clip. I know Chris will know this. Jason, do you know the one where he's proposing?
I don't think so.
They're on, like, this lakefront or something. And he's proposing to this girl. And she's like, are you proposing? He's like, I think I'm trying to, or something like that. And she goes, yes, yes. And the music starts, and they hug, and it shows Walker from behind, and they hug. And all of a sudden, somebody shoots him in the back. Which, none of that's funny. But like the amount of randomly weird, stupid things that were in Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, the dad catching the kid?
Not catching the kid.
Right.
Haley Joel Osment, which, by the way, Haley Joel Osment, Conan even played that one, said, we have been avoiding playing this clip. We're not even sure we should. Yeah. Anyways, back to the Kings. Sorry. Kings Pelicans tonight, Jason. By the way, I want to let you know, you can listen to that right here on Sacktown Sports, and tip-off is at 6:30, Jason.
Correct. 8:30
Central. 8:30
Central,
which means by the time the game is over, I mean, you're talking like 11 p.m. Is there any place open for food?
New Orleans never closes.
In New Orleans?
Never close.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, it's New Orleans. It's not Nolens.
They don't like that.
And it's not New Orleans. It's
definitely not that.
It's New Orleans. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Cut number two, please.
Cut number two.
We have significant news here. This is from Woj just moments ago. And it's not a surprise, but it's terrible. Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler is expected to be sidelined for several weeks with a right knee MCL injury suffered in last night's loss to the Sixers. This, the reporting from Woj, coming in just moments ago. We all saw it. We've talked about it all morning long. Any hope they have? Look, they play Chicago tomorrow night. The Bulls have been playing really well. Legs, maybe they find a way to win that game without Jimmy Butler and go on and play the Celtics. But without him against the Celtics, who've been the best team in the league all year, difficult to picture them winning even a game.
Well, I'd say even losing, even beating Chicago is unlikely because you don't have them, and just how deflated they must be right now. Give them all the credit in the world now that we know this for coming back in that game. And we should have known it by his reaction and his scream that he let out when it happened. And Eric Spoelstra said we're going to be sensible here. We're going to go by what Jimmy says. He obviously convinced them he felt good enough to play. But now knowing this, man, how much respect do you have for Jimmy Butler for trying to gut his way through that game?
Absolutely.
Well, if Jimmy Butler got his way through the game, what's Malik Monk doing, right? Am I right? Anyone?
Yeah. No? Why isn't Zion playing?
Well, that was a hamstring, Jason.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't an MCL, who's also one of our chatters. Yeah. You never want to see injuries. We all agree they should be outlawed, but that is how it is. Now, if you are the Chicago Bulls, you need not look much further than Miami's visit to, it was our visit to, was Butler out here?
He was out.
And they won, right, here. Or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, you just look there. Just look at that game plan that obviously showed that they can win without Jimmy Butler, but that's a lot of pressure on Bam Adebayo and friends. And hey, they're gonna need a hero tonight, Tyler Hero, to step up quite a bit, Jason.
I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero.
You know, you're holding out for a hero. Here's the thing, though. Tina Turner said we don't need another hero.
I'm confused.
Yeah, she said we don't need another hero. We just need to do something with the Thunderdome.
Well, is Tyler the greatest American hero?
Is Tyler Mount Hero more. I would say Sandwich.
Yeah.
Greatest American.
Tyler.
Hero.
Shima?
Nope, it's not American, but I. Good morning. We're going to have to figure out the fourth. Yeah, there's a fourth hero out there. Sandwich, Tyler, and Greatest American is what we've got so far. Cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
Jackman. How about that? Goes seven shutout innings, and now it's up to the bullpen.
Hey, Dave Fleming. That's Logan Webb putting in seven shutout. The guy who led the league in innings last year is the first player in baseball to get to 30 innings. The guy who was second to Blake Snell when it comes to the Cy Young is having yet another Cy-esque season, if you will, and has been virtually unstoppable, Jason, in his last three starts. 21 innings, three earned runs, and 21 innings over three games. Yes, you guessed it. That is an average of 7 per, which is almost unheard of. And his ERA has gone in those three starts from 6.52 to 2.93. It's pretty good.
That is very good.
Very good. And the Rockland native, who was interviewed yesterday, and he's going to, even though they're playing, he's going to be keeping an eye on the Kings game tonight. He talked about that, which is so stupid. He just pitched 7 shutout innings. Can the dude just sit in the clubhouse and watch the game? What do you need him in the dugout for?
Was he going to send him out here?
What's he going to do? Pinch hit?
Yeah, he's not pitching for a few days. No. He's definitely not pitching today. So send him out here. He wants to be here.
He did his part.
Yeah.
By the way, we always forget something, and we can always thank the text line, 916. It's Tyler, Sandwich, Greatest American, and Hogan's to finish out our Mount Hero more that we have.
What about Super?
Well, but that's so that's very, very nonspecific, says the guy that brought up Hero Sandwich. But, like, there could be all kinds of superheroes. Guys, please stop submitting Hiroshima. This is Greatest American Hero Mount Rushmore, right? Besides, it's spelled differently.
I thought it was just Hero.
Oh, maybe Mount it is.
Rushmore. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It feels weird putting Shima in there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the energy for this, Jason. It's game day. I do. And I'm going to make the switch to electric like a lot of you this spring and save big with American Energy. Stay ahead of the spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system. American Energy is providing huge rebates from SMUD as well as spring specials by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right now. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the wintertime. And switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. Here's what they want to do. They'll send a professional out to your house. Why would they send an amateur, right? They'll send a pro that'll do an in-home energy efficiency analysis for free. That costs you nothing. And they'll show you, like, hey, this is what you're doing now. Here's why your bills are this way. And here's what your bills would be if you switched to electric. Then it's a simple math thing. But whatever the purchase price of whatever system you decide, you can add the monthly savings along with $9,000 in rebates from SMUD that they will grab for you. They'll do the whole thing. So think about that. Think about how easy that is. There's all kinds of financing available as well. They're the best. They'll make it work for you. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy. Making the uncomfortable comfortable. Jason is live in New Orleans. He'll give us the lay of the land. We'll take our first look at tonight's matchup, Kings-Pelicans. This time, it is for real. We're right back on your home of the Kings, Sacktown Sports.
Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sacktown Sports.
Live from New Orleans, it's Jason Ross.
It's Friday night.
Dun, 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 dun. Chris, I honest to God was thinking about this yesterday. I wish you were, if there was a way I could wave a wand, I wish you were going with me. Have you been there?
When I was 16 for a National Lutheran Youth Convention.
Well, then, so you've already experienced hardcore partying and drinking, but I would love to just actually, like, walk 3 feet behind you and just follow you through New Orleans. I think it would be incredibly, Jason, I think it would be incredibly entertaining.
Yes.
You and I don't really partake.
Right.
Just kind of watch Chris defile himself over the course of an evening in New Orleans and just make sure he gets home okay.
Yeah, so like a normal morning for us.
Do you think Chris is the type of guy? Do you think Chris is the type of guy? Because there's usually one of two ways it would go. If we're following Chris in New Orleans around and he's just getting progressively more hammered, is he the type of guy that at some point during the night is going to turn to us and be like, guys, listen, I gotta tell you, I don't say this enough, but I love this show. I love working with you guys. I really do. Or is he the type of guy that's like, yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't say this enough, but this job sucks, man. I hate it. I live in a case of misery, man, and you guys don't make it any easier.
Ironically, it's a mixture of the two.
Just a coin flip based on...
We'll get all sides of Chris.
Is that bourbon versus beer?
Exactly.
We have this just... I forgot I'd save this. This is interesting, and I've listened to... it's about a minute clip. Chris, I've listened to about 48 seconds of it, and then our internet went out. So I think it's clean, which is always great when you play something.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's clean.
Who's saying it?
It's Draymond Green on his podcast, which he has at times, you know, he'll let one fly, but it didn't sound like that's where it's going. So just be aware. This is Draymond talking about and breaking down a little bit the game versus the Kings. I thought people might want to hear this.
We got popped by the Kings, 118-94 on Tuesday, which ended our season. I told y'all I hate that play-in. They were way more physical than us. They shot the ball way better than us. They dominated the game. But, like, it comes down to one game, NCAA tournament style, and that's just it. Like, you don't get it back. Like, you don't get another chance. And so I hate the play-in still. And so got to get our defense credit. Mike Brown, we know, is a defensive genius. You know, Mike got all my respect, especially when it comes to that side of the ball. And he had them guys ready to go. Their defensive game plan was great. You know, they did a good job on...
This is the last part I heard. So, anyways, back to it.
On everybody. We had a rough shooting night. And like I said, you got to give them some credit. They were flying around. I remember one play that stood out to me in particular. I caught the ball kind of at the elbow, and Trace was diving, and I kind of tried to lead him a bit to the lob. And Sabonis had just trapped the ball screen up top with Steph and sprinted all the way back to the rim and broke up the lob. You know, and, like, they were flying around all night, and, you know, they just got the better of us that night.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. There's Draymond Green, the player.
Yep.
There's Draymond Green, the analyst. I thoroughly enjoy, and I know this is sacrilege, I thoroughly enjoy, Jason, about 90% of Draymond Green's NBA analysis when he just leaves it all and just analyzes, when he leaves all the garbage aside. I actually think he's a really gifted analyst, and I understand why TNT has basically made him Charles Barkley's heir apparent. That's going to, I think he's going to fit very, very well in that role.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was a pretty honest assessment. Look, he shared that he didn't like the play-in, but he also shared, look, Sacramento popped us. They got us. They outplayed us. They outworked us. Gave a lot of credit to Mike Brown, the Kings defense. He did say they shot lights out, which the Kings really didn't that game. That's the irony of it. But they shot the three ball well. But they were the better team that day, and that's what we said all along. I was not thrilled that if the Kings had to play the Warriors in a series the way both teams were playing, I don't know that that would have gone well, even though you have more wiggle room, right? You could lose a couple games and kind of figure it out, but this was one day, and can you be a great one day? And the Kings were. I still think, Dave, that was their best game this season, if not one of their best. They were really good and complete on both sides there.
Were you going to finish the rest of that audio?
What do you mean?
Where he continues to talk about
how Chris,
they lost.
I think, has the rest, right?
Oh. Yeah, I don't have the rest, but I saw in the transcript that he said, and then there's this one guy who would not shut up to me about the turkey sausage.
Turkey sausage!
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. That's the best.
It was just in my head. I couldn't get it out.
What we need is a supercut where you have the first the first turkey sausage immediately followed by a second, the same
turkey sausage.
Yeah,
sausage.
It's the up note on the edge that gets me. How, like, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, that would be a top five most favorite thing I've experienced in my career. If on his podcast he was like, man, and I gotta tell you, it didn't bother me. But there was some drunk dude who wouldn't stop screaming turkey sausage. And finally I looked, he's making eye contact with me. And then it occurred to me, he'd said the name of his bakery. And I went, oh, he must know the owner, because I order the research these fans do. And I'm not going to lie, man. I can hear, yo, Draymond, you suck. You're a criminal. Get off the court. Go put somebody in a chokehold. You know, they say terrible stuff to me. But I've never been more bothered by this guy. And he had this tall, goofy-looking guy to his left with this ginger-looking kid in the middle. And they really, really got to me with this turkey sausage thing. I think that's why we lost. Okay, that would actually be the best thing.
That would be the best thing. We would definitely play that audio. Definitely.
We have Draymond on to talk about it. Yeah. And then for the rest of Draymond's career, every road game he plays, turkey sausage.
Sausage!
Right? I thought he broke it down well. And he's right. And Jason, look, there is no argument. It was the best win of the year. Now, because of the situation, that's obvious. But you could also make an argument that, especially considering what they were missing in Herter and Monk, we'd have to go back through, and maybe we'll do that once the season's over, but you could argue that was their best cover-to-cover game of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, right time, right? Absolutely needed. It was necessity. You did it on your home floor, gave everybody an opportunity to really enjoy that, and it keeps it alive for tonight. And hopefully tonight, Dave, sixth time is a charm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sixth time is a charm. Because you know what? If they lose tonight and then they lose their first two against New Orleans next year, I would say that's enough.
Well done.
Thanks. We'll take a break. Eight.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll take a quick detour to baseball. Logan Webb is a stud, but is he in Madison Bumgarner land? We'll explain that. Don't freak out, Giants fans. And much, much more. Safe Route is next.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's Safe or Out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
The voice of the Pelicans, Todd Graffinini, will join us at 8 a.m. from New Orleans, where Jason Ross is, where I will be sometime early this afternoon. And the Kings are there as well for tonight's game. And we'll have all that coverage right here on Sacktown Sports. In the meantime, a quick baseball detour. Safer out, Christopher Lott.
Safer out. Logan Webb is the best pitcher the Giants have had since Madison Bumgarner.
Out just because where Madison Bumgarner really, you know, became arguably the greatest Giants pitcher of all time, and I don't even know if that's an argument, is his postseason work and the fact that they, especially that year against the Royals, just hopped on his back. And he put together the greatest string of postseason pitching performances the world has ever seen. So that's why Bumgarner is going to be in this category on his own. But when it comes to just regular season, Jason, I think so. Especially considering last year, runner-up Cy Young could have easily won it. What he's doing this year, he had a 2.90 ERA the year before. I mean, the guy is just a super stud.
Yeah, I mean, I would say safe in this sense. Wasn't the question the best since Madison Bumgarner?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That is the question.
Yeah, you're right. And I wrote it, too. How about that? Yeah,
so
you're right.
Safe.
Safe. And that's right, because in my head when I wrote it, I was like, but let me make sure to be clear that he's not Madison Bumgarner. And reversed that. No, you're right.
Great point, Dave.
Hey, thanks. You know what? It's game
All
day.
Points are valid.
Safer out question two.
Jackson Holliday is now 1 of 25 to start his career. Safer out. He may need a bit more time at AAA.
Safe. He might just... We've seen this before. We've seen this so many times with huge prospects. They'll come up. The lights get a little bit big. They got a big... You know, look, we're not the only ones that know Jackson Holliday is the number one prospect in the game. So do the opposing pitchers. So there's a lot of scouting on him, a lot more. A lot of times in baseball, you get what's called the Kirk Reeder effect, and this is for you real old heads. When Kirk Reeder came up, former Giant Woody, with the Montreal Expos, I think he started out 11-0. Roger Clemens, who ended up, you know, being arguably the greatest pitcher of all time, if you don't count the PEDs, I want to say he started out, 13-0 with the Red Sox, especially on the pitching side, but sometimes on the hitting side, guys will come up and just light it up. And part of that is you just don't have a ton of scouting on them. I think with Jackson Holliday, not only do they have the scouting, but he's got the target and there's a lot of pressure on him. But Jason, in one of the greatest autobiographies for sports all time, The Mick by Mickey Mantle. He discussed how he got called up to the Yankees by Casey Stengel, and he wasn't doing it, and they sent him down to Kansas City, and he was in his hotel room, and his dad, Mutt, that's what his name was, Mutt, called him, and Mickey was saying, Dad, I just don't know. I don't know if this, I'm cut out for this. I don't know if I can handle it. And Mutt hung up the phone, drove from Commerce, Oklahoma to Kansas City, knocked on the door, surprised the hell out of Mickey, who didn't know he was coming there, started packing all his crap, and said, if you want to whine like that, you can come back and work the mines like me and die before 40. You want to do that? You want to whine? Go ahead. You've got a God's gift, and you're not using it, blah, blah, blah. And Mickey stopped him, pleaded with him to stop packing his stuff, got called back up a week later, and the rest is history. So if, in fact, Holiday, to wind this long story up, if he does get sent down, it might be the best thing for him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the beauty for him, too, is having his father, you know, play baseball so it could help him, you know, get through this. I think he's extremely talented. The only thing I would question is if it does hurt his confidence. If it didn't hurt his confidence, then it's baseball. He's going to go through another one of 25. It's just the way it works. But it's tough that it's his beginning. Everybody was anxious for him to start. But I have no worries about him. I think he's going to be just fine.
Question three. Bless you.
Thank you.
Shohei Ohtani is tied for the league lead in hits. Safer out. Not having to pitch might take him to a whole new offensive level.
I think,
it's
yeah.
Another level?
Yeah, wow. Right. I know there's a lot of raised eyebrows about Shohei Ohtani right now. I would say this, according, you know, his interpreter might want to cover for him. You can put a lot of things in there. But when you read the FBI report on him, combined with not just what the interpreter said, but what like the bookies were saying, who have no reason to lie, I'm all for a good conspiracy when it comes to stuff like this. And I'm going to be honest. When I first heard this story break, I'm thinking, how in the hell? And then I still kind of raise an eyebrow at the amount of money that was changed around in Ohtani not knowing it. But let's just live in a world where the report is the truth and backed up, and Ohtani really was screwed over. And this, and we don't think about the personal side enough. Not only is it a giant money loss, not only is this guy in the news for all the wrong reasons, and he did absolutely nothing wrong, but he's got to be heartbroken at the whole thing. He absolutely has to be heartbroken. And the fact that he has started out his Dodger career batting 360 with four homers, 10 RBI, wow, an OPS of 1.04, by the way, and is in a three-way tie for the league lead in hits. Like, can we just tip our caps a little bit, even though he's a stupid Dodger, to the fact that with all the pressure on him, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and his stacked lineup that he's helping make stacked. Yeah. I mean, he's in a perfect spot to just kind of just, if there's ever such a thing as blend into a lineup. I mean, he's a masher already, but yeah, he's, I don't know if there's another level, but I think he's got everything he can right now to possibly succeed and have a great offensive year, and he's already had a couple. So good for him. Safe on that one.
We'll take a break when we come back. Kings Pelicans tonight. We got a lot of questions for this, including who needs to be the Velvet King tonight? The Velvet King at Smoothie King for the Sacramento Kings. We'll take a break. We'll come back next right here on KHDK.